Nancy Cox from LAX 18 is with us now. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
You pointed out the other day, unfortunately, and I just hate this for you, you're going to have that back surgery again. Is it the same basic surgery, or is it to repair what they did before? Or?
No, the last surgery was sort of trying to anchor me down, you know, trying to prevent the scoliosis from causing any more pain. It worked for a while, but gravity and age usually win in these situations. So really our only option now is to go in and correct the scoliosis. So they'll put all kinds of screws and metal in there.
Oh, that's a pain.
Kind of manually put my spine where it should be and then screw it down right there. So it's a much bigger surgery, but my surgeon's kind of on the cutting edge of things, no pun intended.
Yeah, well, good.
And, so it's going to be a good thing. It's just going to be a long road.
You know, I was talking to Father Jim Sitchko yesterday, and we're going to try – he's going back to the Vatican, as you know. And he went a couple years ago and stayed with the Pope for a week or so. He's going to go back and do it again the week of April the 6th. And so we're going to hook up with him from the Vatican. And knowing Father Sitchko, he is likely to have the Pope stand. I don't speak any Italian or Latin, either one.
So you never know.
He may have to translate for us. And certainly no promises, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him put the Pope on.
Well, probably out when they're shooting hoops out back or something. Exactly. Give it a little time.
Yeah,
just pass the phone around.
Now, I tell you, it'd be a big thrill for me to talk to this Pope.
Oh, my goodness.
Or any of them, but he's especially cool. But anyway, he said that he is taking with him, and I thought it was so sweet, he lost his mom this last year. He's taking a picture of his mother and a picture of you to give to the Pope to pray for, you know, I guess for him in terms of the loss of his mother and your surgery.
Yeah, that blew me away.
Really?
I mean, anyone's time, I'm sure, with an audience like that is limited. And to think, number one, that Father Jim would do that for me leaves me speechless.
Yeah.
And number two, knowing the Pope may be praying for me as I go into this surgery is just a humbling and deeply, deeply touching thought.
Yeah, man. You got the right ones on your side.
Those are the big guns
Those are the big guns
They're big guns. We're bringing in the big guns. And Jack Patty.
There you go.
Well, we're going to be praying for you for sure, and you're going to be with us this week
and next week.
Right. And then you'll be off for a couple of weeks. And hopefully you want to get back on with us in just a couple of weeks if you can. If you can't, can't. But if you can.
Right, I think the best therapy for me is going to be setting my mind on the future and getting back to the life that I've been blessed with and the life that I love. And I may be propped up with pillows in my bed, but I hope to be talking to you guys.
Well, that's okay. That's the beauty of radio.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting in the bed propped up right now with pillows in my head. You didn't know it, did you?
He's eating a bologna sandwich as we speak.
Exactly. Hey, thank you, Nancy. We'll talk to you next week.